Welcome back. We're joined now by a really extraordinary man, Gene Lenzner, who'll be soon celebrating his 85th birthday, has been a pillar of the community, a remarkable philanthropist, an advocate for human relations. Gene, it's a real honor to have you on the show.
Pleasure to be with you.
And congratulations on your forthcoming Pursuer of Justice Award from the Greater Long Beach community. And let's hold up the article in the current issue of the newsletter that identifies that wonderful program. You must be very excited about being so honored.
Yeah, it's the biggest birthday I've ever had.
Yeah. Well, give us a sense of what led you to become such a meaningful philanthropist in the community and such a advocate for human relations.
Well, arts, you know, I think sometimes you have to say it comes out of your own background. It comes out of the things that happen to you in your life. And, you know, if you think about my age, I come from an era in which prejudice was very open. People were not even embarrassed about it. It was a common thing and very practiced. I was, in a sense, subject to it. And I decided very early on it was not going to deter me from doing things.
And you were a graduate of Harvard Business School.
I was. I got into the Harvard Business School after serving 3 years in the war, World War II. Went over there and was overseas for 3 years. Came back, finished my college work because I had never finished my undergraduate work at the time because I had volunteered to go in the war before that. Came back, finished my work at Washington University, and then I decided to go to graduate school. And the GI Bill enabled me to do that.
Yeah. And despite your war service and your degree from Harvard MBA, there were still the pangs of discrimination.
Well, it was kind of interesting because there was a lot of discrimination in getting in school in the first place. But the war solved that. In a sense, people said, my God, how can we discriminate against the people who had served? And so I was able to get into the finest university in the country, a university that trained people to be in our top corporations. And then I found out that the corporations weren't ready to accept these people because, to tell you the truth, they were doing a lot of their business in the country clubs, and they were restricted.
Sure.
And also the Jonathan Club, and you name them.
Sure.
And so when I went out to get a job, even though I was at the very top of the class, I couldn't get a job.
Well, times have changed. That's the good news.
They have changed,
yes.
And it's wonderful. My children have never encountered that.
Yeah. Well, you've fought that battle, and each generation is the beneficiary of the battles fought by the last generation. And despite that, of course, you had a remarkably successful business career, and you've been retired for almost 20 years. And
25.
25. And you've made such significant donations to our city. Just give us your philosophy and ethics of giving back to the community.
Well, I think most people, if they have the opportunity, will give back. My particular interest was to break down barriers, allow people to get into things they've never been allowed to do. I was amazed that I wasn't even amazed that the housing was restricted because I fought that battle early on. I wasn't even amazed that education was restricted because I had fought that battle early on. But when I came to Long Beach, I found that even serving in civic organizations was somewhat restricted.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, it's time that we break that down. And you ask me what my basic philosophy is? Really very simple, and that is, if we're going to be a great country, if we're going to be a great society, we better include all of our people to do it, otherwise we'll never achieve that.
Amen to that. And one of the reasons I enjoy teaching at Long Beach State so much is that we have students from over 100 countries there, and it truly is a microcosm of the world. And my personal belief is that America's great strength is its diversity, and we know how to handle diversity. And although we have a lot of imperfections, no one does it better than we do as far
That's
as bringing
true.
In groups from all over and making them into Americans.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite themes right now is, you know, I find that there's a lot of groups that only allow their own particular ethnicity, their own particular race, their own particular religion to serve on those particular boards.
Yeah.
My ambition is to have these people open up their boards.
Wow. That is a mind blower. That is a mind blower. So that
I've done that.
Black Student Association, for example, would have white students.
Absolutely.
And the Jewish this would have non-Jews.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a leap year ahead idea. And we'll be continuing this discussion, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services,
our takeout and delivery,
and our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal. So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Welcome back. Once again, we want to remind everyone that Gene Lesner is going to be honored at the Jewish Federation Legacy Dinner on Sunday, September 30th at the Alpert Jewish Community Center. And Gene, I know you've been active in so many organizations, really none more important than the National Conference of Community and Justice. But in the closing minute, just share what you would like with our audience.
I guess my really most important contribution, if it could be called that, is in the human relations area. The thing I fondly look back on is when I was chair of the Human Relations Commission, working with the NCCJ, we were able to create the Human Dignity Program in this city, which ministers to people who are victims of hate crimes. Wow. And also does something very important, and that is enters when we have crises and we have conflict resolution necessary. And we just recently got a lot of work doing that when we had the incident in the Halloween.
Sure. Well, I think you're a humanist as well as everything else, and thank you on behalf of the community for your many years of service.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. What a great show this has been. See you all next week. Good night.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.